Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The firm of Harris and Marang. Patrick Harris.
Look, Daniel, I do what I want.
Danny Marang.
That is smelling your own farts.
Easy there. These are great pipes.
I'm not going to say agree to disagree, but I really don't like you right now.
The firm of Harris and Marang on the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 and 1080, The Fan.
All right, two down, one to go here. We'll finish up. We'll send you over to Joey Mack and Ducks Insider from 1 to 2. Get you the Fan Happy Hour from 2 to 3 with Luke Anderson, and then his primetime from 3 to 7 to take you all the way home, finishing up 13 hours of continuous, live, and local regional coverage. When you're done listening to primetime, flip on over to 910. Check out the rest of baseball as the Dodgers will go on. We're minutes away from opening pitch in San Diego at Chicago. I love day games at Wrigley Field. We'll keep you updated on that. Score is still 1-1 going to the bottom of the fifth. Cleveland coming up with top of the order. So we'll see if they can do anything.
That surely won't be disappointing.
I'm sure it won't. 503-864-6326 is the Fan text line. You can also hang out with us on YouTube.
It makes it hurt more.
How many salmon will have to be sacrificed for the 500 obligatory TV shots of Seattle and Pike Place Market for back-to-back Hawks M games?
Yeah.
Put them on the endangered species list, my friend. Well, if they were smart, they would just trade the same B-roll. You know,
yeah.
just use you guys, hey,
we'll send one crew, right?
Pike Place just flexes. They're like, no, you get one shot and you share and you like it.
There was a the social media clip of Pike's Place and going through all of the butchers, mm-hmm. and they had a slab of tuna, and they would put it in the butcher's hands, all of the butcher's hands, and go, how much is this? Like in weight, and they just had to know based on the feel.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them were within like a tenth of an ounce. It was just like, boy.
Yeah.
That's you do this, you handle that meat a lot, huh?
We'll just let that ride over there. Coming up on
I love it. Russ is literally working on the podcast, I think.
Yeah, I heard nothing.
And I just dropped that. He just kind of gave me a slow look of like, what just happened?
Getting into tomorrow's show, we'll have Tyson Alger on, as we usually do on Wednesdays. He is busy. I think he's taking the bye week seriously, which he should.
He had a cell phone cell range discrepancy. He's like, I'm not going to be in cell range.
That's awesome,
so,
dude.
Good for you.
We'll have him on tomorrow. We'll also have 10 Toes Down.
Oh.
Facts we must give you on topics you send into the Fan Text line coming into the weekend can be sports-related or personal. I got a leftover from last week, so I have fun with that. But let's get into this hour. We're talking about, are we worried about Jalen Hurts? And I love this text that came in. Jalen Hurts is basically on the TB12 plan with his NFL career, which there were a lot of those Super Bowls that Tom didn't win.
Yeah.
That defense carried you, and Tom just didn't make mistakes. I think Bledsoe could have won those games too, but that's just me. And a correction here that he did lose kind of that Super Bowl with that fumble. I forgot about that. I knew there was one out there. But the team that might be the heir apparent to them, surprisingly but unsurprisingly, I think surprising to personnel changeover on the administration side, and that would be the Detroit Lions. Hey, these guys are a pretty damn good little football team.
So a quick little addendum here. I was like looking up this stuff for reference. According to Pro Football Focus, your three highest graded overall teams in football right now, can you guess them?
Highest three overrated from a stat.
Overall graded.
Overall graded, excuse me. I didn't mean to say overrated, but from a stat standpoint.
An analytics standpoint.
Give me the Chargers.
Not in the top four. Mm. They are seven.
Buffalo?
Number four.
Okay, Buffalo's number four. So our top three, give me the Lions.
Number three.
Number three. Give me the Eagles.
Number eight.
Okay, I think their defense is giving up more than you would like. Give me...
I'll tell you this. The top two are in the same division. That might help you. It might hurt you. I don't know.
Give me... Give me the Rams.
Number one.
Number two, the Niners?
No.
Okay. The Hawks.
Seahawks.
Seahawks, baby. My Hawks.
Your top
Go Hawks.
Four teams, according to PFF, Rams, Seahawks, Lions, Bills, Packers. Notice anything?
Packers would be higher if they didn't have a stink fest, which we'll get to in 10 minutes
but
or so.
Think about that. Those top five teams, only one of them's in the AFC.
Oh, so we're saying here that the NFC is the loaded conference. Do we just get a higher on our skis and just think about the quads of quarterbacks in the AFC that we're all, you know, well, just always just, stoked
again,
about?
Not that this is the end all be all. The only AFC teams on here in the top 10 are the Bills. The Colts are six. The Chargers are seven. The Jags are 10.
Look at the Jags. Big Monday night game.
Chiefs, I mean, Jags? The Packers should have won their game. They should be 3-1 instead of 2-1-1 because they're cowards.
What if Duvall tries to fight Spags this week?
I mean, it'd be fun. I'm down for that. But weirdly enough, PFF has the Niners graded as ninth. I do not buy that, but I also, who they have played.
They're not giving up points. Oh, yeah. That's the thing. Well, they have not played
they have
much.
Not played
but they're not giving up points, yeah. Even though, you know, like my joke for the season is I know more players on the IR for them than I do actually on the squad. The Rams doesn't shock me. I thought Detroit would be maybe a little bit higher on this. I think getting blown out week one by Green Bay.
It does probably drag it down help. A little bit.
But I think they're starting to figure it out. It could be, you know, the level of play and who they've played sort of thing. But I would like to put to bed, even though we're only in week five of the season, I would like to put to bed all that coordinator chatter.
I think you saw the...
I think I'm over it, you know?
I'm with you. I would say that the first week, it was a lot of feeling things out. And I think
Agreed.
Where you need to give credit here, it's not necessarily putting it to bed that these guys are great and they're perfect. Da-da-da. I think Dan Campbell said... All right, boys, bring it around. Bring it around.
Yeah.
Look,
come on in.
Yes, you're your own individual. This is my ship. This is my show. Work together. But we're going to play this way. Because I think identity-wise, they were not who they are in week one.
I could see that.
And
I'm cool with that.
Because if you look at what they have done over the last couple of weeks, they have been the Dan Campbell Lions. Going forward on fourth down, being aggressive, punching people in the face, getting a little
play.
Spicy with an Amon-Ra speed option.
They put 52 on the Bears.
That was personal.
Yeah, I think so too.
And I don't think personal in a negative way. I think it was just, hey, Ben, appreciate your time. Watch. It was very much a George W. Bush. Now watch this drive.
This is what you left.
Yeah.
Just an FYI.
We got a lot of toys here.
Also, we talked about it after it happened. That game against the Ravens, 38-30, that's another game that probably keeps their PFF down because that is not indicative of that game. That is not how that game went. Because I forgot that it was that close. I'm like looking at their win losses right now. I forgot it was that close from a score because I remember in my brain, I'm like, oh, that game was rough if you're a Baltimore fan.
They beat the hell out of them. So, yeah, no, I think very much the Lions are back to what, question answered.
Question answered.
That's what I think we are, where we are with them.
I think the unfortunate thing that they have, which is probably a reality, is that, you know, we talk about Jalen Hurts being the exception to the rule on this. Goff, to me, sometimes feels a little Drew Aller.
I would say Rams Goff is Drew Aller, but he has not really made mistakes.
Sometimes he feels like an Altmaier to me.
I think he's a guy that's not going to lose you the game, but he's also had some massive games under Dan Campbell.
Mm-hmm.
So
we'll see with playoffs with them,
I get what
too.
You're saying.
Yeah,
I
you see what I'm trying. And maybe Aller's not the best example.
No,
I'm just using it as relevance.
Yeah, no. Aller pees down his leg. I don't think Goff pees down his leg.
I don't think Goff pees down his leg either. Can you imagine going to the Super Bowl and getting traded to the worst franchise in the NFL
and being good?
And it like being the best moment of your career.
Honestly, it's worked out wonderfully for both franchises.
Yeah, both of them. Stafford gets out of the worst franchise known to man.
Goes and wins the
Super
Bowl.
And wins the Super Bowl, yeah.
Yeah.
I still would like to blame Jared Goff for making me watch one of the worst Super Bowls I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But also now Stafford's a first ballot Hall of Famer.
He sure is.
So good for him.
He sure is. And are we worried about his back? Don't care. They're number one in PFF.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder what a Super Bowl champ bet on the Rams is.
Probably
right
pretty
now.
Good. So the interesting thing about the Rams, though, is their point differential.
I have to go up and cash in my ticket. So
only,
I'm thinking.
Only 19. I was just kind of sorting through this. You should know which team has given up the most points in the NFL.
It is the Carolina Panthers.
No. God, they're not even. They're 14th.
Baltimore Ravens?
Ding, 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 ding.
God.
They have.
I can't even believe. Like, I don't believe you.
So they have.
I don't believe you.
They're 1-3. They have scored.
I don't believe you either.
They have
Shut
scored
up.
The third most points in the league, and they are 1-3.
You guys not tell me how to feel here.
They have a negative 2-point differential. So
that's like Cleveland in baseball.
The Lions and Bills are the only two teams in baseball, in football, who have scored more points. The Lions have scored 137. The Bills have scored 133. The Ravens have scored 131. The Lions have allowed 88 points. The Bills, 90 points. The Ravens, 133 points. That
the Bills
more,
gave up 90 points, and half of that was in the Baltimore game.
The Cowboys have given up 132, the Saints 121, the Titans and Jets both won 120. The terrifying thing is the Titans have given up 120 and scored 51.
Why is that terrifying?
Because that's just such a massive number.
It's not good. That's
what's 120 minus 51, Patrick?
120 minus 51, if I take 20 down to 100, it's 70.
Close.
69. Nice. All right. Well, that'll do it for us there. Huh? Okay, we'll pack it in. Call it a day. Hope y'all had fun. That other team in the division, though, the Detroit Lions, we never got to the Sunday night game. I've got a fun story to tell you in how I feel about this game and what pisses me off, what makes me real angry. We'll get to that next. That's Danny. I'm Patrick, 105.1 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Padres Cubs underway right now as Tatis got on, Arise got on. They completed a double steal with no throw.
Love to see this. We're getting squeeze plays, double steals, baseball back.
And
okay.
Then Jackson Merrill hit a deep fly ball to right field. Tatis tagged up. It is 1-0 the Friars. Still tied at one, top of the seventh in Cleveland. Hunter Gaddis on the mound. There's a runner on first. No outs.
So I was wondering, I'm like, Luis Arraez is, he's listed at 5'10", 175.
He has won three batting titles for three different teams in three different seasons.
No, dude can hit.
Dude can hit.
But he's also listed at 175. He does not look like somebody who's 175.
A little hamster action there.
And he's also listed at 5'10".
Really?
He's
can't be 5'10".
He's not 5'10". He's a little plug. You know what I mean? He's not 5'10", 175. And so I was like,
he's got some on him.
That's what I mean. And so I was like, you know what? I wonder how many stolen bases he has in his career.
He's a big ass boy.
He has played.
Yeah, dang.
Let's see. How many games? 841 games in his career.
Ooh, we going to play this game?
How many stolen bases does Luis Arraez have?
17.
Almost double it.
Oh.
31.
Hey.
But this is not a guy you are like, go ahead and run. So when you said double steal, I was like, was it Tatis and Machado? Because that's just going to scare the crap out of you. You're like, I'm just going to eat this because if I miss this throw, one of them's coming home.
It was not.
But
it was not Machado.
But Tatis scares the crap out of you enough alone that you probably put Arraez in motion and you go, oh, what happened here? Oh, Tatis is going, I got to eat this. It's fun. It's a fun little part of baseball. Speaking of fun parts of baseball, watching Patrick Harris's head drop. Top of the seventh, runners on the corners, no outs for the Detroit Tigres.
Kerry Carpenter.
But to be fair, it was a curveball up in the zone, but it was up in the zone.
It was like a softball hit for him. He swung at that like he was at a softball.
It was not an intentional hit. He definitely was crossed up. That the breaking ball got him. But that's the crazy part about baseball, man, is that you can make a good pitch, even a breaking ball up in the zone, and somebody can go, ah, crap, and it just finds a hole.
I blame the brand, man. He came in, he was like, how you doing? I was like, I'm fine. Why? He goes, what do you mean you're fine? I was like,
yeah, Dusty okay. gave you the curse. He turned the shoulders to you and dropped the head and looked at the eyebrows. Like, you gave me that look. You sure?
He gave me the curse.
He knew.
Although I know you disagree with this. If Cleveland goes out today, I'm okay with it. House money, and then I get to watch the
rest. I think you're okay with it, but it sucks to go out sad.
Yeah. Well, dude, they're going to score a second run here and win 2-1. You can tell me both games were 2-1? Shocked. Shocking, I tell you. The only thing more shocking than we lost both our games 2-1 is that we're actually in this series.
Yeah, I mean, you are. I mean, you know, that I'd
brought
always
to you by Alan A.
If I'm going to lose, I want to get blown out.
No, not me.
I want to get blown out.
I don't like getting blown.
Let me go ahead and I don't like to get look the Western Conference Finals with the Trailblazers.
That was rough.
Too soon.
Too soon. Too soon.
Raiders Tuck Rule. Like those will live. Like those are moments in my life I will
live in infamy.
I will never.
Tuck Rule started a dynasty. Yeah. The greatest dynasty in the history of professional sports.
I will. I disagree.
Well, maybe not.
I think it's number
probably
one.
Probably UCLA.
Celtics. You hit it. It's UCLA. Then it's Boston. Then it might be the Spurs. Then it's the Celtics or the Patriots.
Yeah.
So, but those two moments in sports, I will be on my deathbed and I will remember them. I would much rather lose in just absolute blowout fashion.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Game 7, extra innings of the 2016 World Series. I can replay the whole thing in my head.
The only close one that doesn't hurt, USC Texas, because the game was...
This game was wild.
It's the best college football game in the history of the sport.
I'm an Oklahoma Boise State guy, but I hear you. I hear you.
It's look, Oklahoma Boise State on the Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, I love 100%. That game. I loved that 100%. Game. Dude, the running back proposed to a
cheerleader. That's the thing is, like, you get the Statue of Liberty and
a hook and ladder,
and ladder and a proposal. Like, that's what pushes it up there, man. That's phenomenal. But the only close game that doesn't hurt me at all is USC Texas because it was such an insane game.
Sunday night, I was at the bar with Mahomes, not Patrick, but like my homies.
Yeah.
And just having some brewskis. We're enjoying the afternoon game. I think we were watching some baseball. I think was over at that point. And
you
Sunday
may have
night
been drinking some beers.
And Sunday night football starts, and I'm watching this, and the Packers score the second touchdown, and it's the extra point, and the Cowboys run it back for two. So the score is 13-2, and I was like, you know what, guys, I don't have it in me. I'm going home. And I went home, had dinner with the wife.
Mm-hmm.
We had a little record night in the front room and just listened to music and hung out. And I didn't watch a single second of that game because I was like, I don't need to. It's 13-2. Cool, you ran the kickback. Good for you. I am not watching this dumpster fire. 9:30, I start going upstairs to get ready for bed.
You see the score.
My phone buzzes me. Packers-Cowboys ends in a 40-40 tie. I was like, the F? The hell?
What happened here?
What?
Number one.
So I had to go back and watch it and all that.
Number
garbage.
One, Matt LaFleur, you're a coward. You're a coward. You played to tie the game, not only in regulation, not only in overtime, but in regulation.
What is this, Aaron Boone out there?
I hated every, like, they had three timeouts.
You know,
they had three timeouts. Play, you play to win the game.
You know, he's kind of a weird coach.
I did not like it. I did not like it. Not one bit.
He gets all the credit as a good quarterback guy, and
he's a good coach. And an offensive, I thought he bungled it.
Kind of guru, but yeah, he does feel like he lives in kind of that middle land. He's like the opposite of Nick Sirianni. Like, Sirianni's just kind of a crazy dude.
Mm.
But you're like, are you good? I don't know if you're good. I think you're good.
I mean, Dak and Love put up almost the exact same stat lines. Did you see that?
Dude, somebody tried to tell me that Dak had a career game. I was like, you can't have a career game in the regular season that ends in a tie.
Look, I am anti-Cowboy. I'm not anti-Dak. I'm anti-Dak's contract. Dak is a good quarterback.
He's a fine quarterback.
Dak's a very good quarterback, to be honest. But Love goes 31 of 43, 337, three touchdowns, no picks. Dak goes 31 of 40, 319, three touchdowns, no picks. They were looking in the mirror at each other.
Yeah.
It was just defense optional. I'll tell you right now, we talked about the Ravens and their egregious defense. This Cowboys defense is a tire fire.
Well,
and then Jerry Jones got up there and was like, talking about, hey, you know what? We won, or, you know, we were able to do this game without Micah. And I'm just like,
oh, yeah. Well, that's its own thing. But, dude, I sat here for weeks and lamented how great this Packer defense is. No sacks. One tackle.
No.
Oh, one sack. Sorry.
Micah,
of course.
And honestly,
my bad.
It kept the Packers or the Cowboys from getting the touchdown. That saved the game for them.
One sack and one tackle for loss.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Dude, there's no negative plays in this game.
That's it.
The Cowboys had one sack, one tackle for loss. They had six TFLs. I was looking at the box score. Sorry.
I sat here for weeks and told you I think this defense is enough to take them to the Super Bowl. And Jordan Love's play will elevate. Now, Jordan Love's play has elevated.
He's really
the Browns
good.
Game, I don't really know what to say about that. That's
I think
weird.
The Packers defense is good, but I do think that Cowboys offense, I think Dak is really good.
Starting to kind of figure it out a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, they ran the ball well. Pickens was insane. Pickens had 8 for a buck 34 and two touchdowns.
That's a receiver I don't know what to think about.
Well, you do know what to think about. He's insanely talented, and he's insane.
And I don't want you on my team.
Yeah, but talent-wise, there's no question about it. I heard Suk yesterday talking about, is there a position in sports with more just stuff than wide receiver?
What do you mean? Like off the field weirdness?
Not just off the field, just a complete pita, just a complete pain in the ass. Just, yeah, you get, look at the best wide receivers of all time. For me, the three best wide receivers that also were never a problem, Tim Brown, Larry Fitzgerald, Calvin
Jerry
Johnson.
Rice.
No, Jerry Rice was a problem.
Yeah, maybe
Jerry
later
Rice,
on.
No, I mean, Jerry Rice was always an a-hole. Always was. Mm. Randy Moss, love him, but he was a pain.
He was a pain. The ultimate.
Terrell Owens.
The ultimate.
Pain. Antonio Brown, pain. They were talking about this because of Tyreek's injury. Mm-hmm. Tyreek Hill, absolute just nightmare fuel. Like,
Antonio Brown might have killed a guy.
Just like the amount of just stuff that go like at that position, it is the most dysfunctional position in sports.
I always harken back to there's this scene in Any Given Sunday by Oliver Stone, and Bill Bellamy quietly plays the star wide receiver. Mm-hmm. It's like a small role, and he just crushes it. There's a scene where he's like chained out with no shirt on, and he's looking in the mirror with gloves, with like his receiver mm-hmm. gloves, and he's like pointing at the mirror, and he's like, I am the greatest.
Mm-hmm.
I am the best. And it's like, that's the wide receiver
yeah.
world. We talk about
it's
them
so
as divas
weird.
Forever.
It's like, why is that?
Corners kind of got there for a little bit.
Yeah, but that
quarterbacks
was,
with Darrell and
it mostly,
Sherman.
It was mostly just Prime, though. Like, they're emulating.
Well, Prime started that.
That's what I'm saying. They're emulating him.
There was a window, though, that mm-hmm. a lot of DBs were jumping into that
world. Oh, yeah. But wide receiver, it just goes, and it goes, and it goes, and it like, just go
you
down
know,
the
is it because they're touchdown guys? Is that it? It's because it's the flashy play?
I mean, running backs were touchdown guys for 50 years.
But they weren't the weirdos.
But that's what I mean.
Yeah.
They were your offense for decades. Those were your touchdown guys. Marcus Allen was the touchdown record holder for career touchdowns for a very long time.
Man, I liked him.
But, like, there was... You can go down a list of running backs of guys that were just like hand the ball to the ref guys. Marcus Allen, Mike Allstott, like Terrell Davis, like the greatest running, Walter Payton. Like all, like they're sure there were guys that had a little bit of juice to him. Emmitt Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Go down the list of the greatest running backs of all time. How many of them were a problem?
None of them.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
You go down the list of the top 25.
Curtis Martin, LaDainian Tomlinson.
You know what I mean?
Fred Taylor.
They're
Frank Gore.
Phenomenal. Yeah. Meanwhile, you go through the top 25 wide receivers, and it's harder to find the normal dude than it is the one who's a problem.
I think a lot of that, too, is as a running back, you get the S beat out of you all the time. Adrian Peterson was a little bit of a problem.
Look,
off the field.
Well, yes. You're very true.
I think when you get hit like that, like you say, sometimes you just need to get
hit. I was just going to say, you know what the world always comes back to? Sometimes you need to get hit.
And running backs get hit a lot.
And Montez Burfict did that to Antonio Brown.
All right, we come back. Another Oregon Duck gets a start this weekend. Does that mean the end for my elite guy? But he's elite. Isn't he elite? We'll get to that next, but we'll toss it. The kahuna over there, that guy, he's got sports.
I hear they got some tasty burgers.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. I don't
want to be your two outs, bottom of the seventh. Cleveland, Detroit still tied 1-1. Bottom of the second inning, one out in Chicago. Padres lead 1-0.
Go Dads.
That thought process did ring true as Shota Imanaga is on the mound. Ballsy choice there by Craig Counsell to have Kittredge in there to get rid of the top of the order, mm-hmm. and they score a run on you.
Well,
that is the exact opposite of what you were trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's tough. That's tough. And that's the end of the seventh. We'll go to the top of the eighth.
Got too cute.
In Cleveland, tied 1-1. Can this show just be over? I need to get to the bar.
Hosey and Kwan are going to get another.
They're going to get another at bat. 503-864-6326. Running backs were your hard hat guys. They busted their ass. Wide receivers were the pretty boy athletes. That's the truth. That's the truth. Sometimes you just got to get hit.
Got to get hit.
Danny, your Oregon Ducks are going to start another quarterback in the NFL. This time in London, Joe Flacco is no longer elite. They will turn to third round pick Dylan Gabriel.
They went a week earlier. I said this coming into the season. You're going into week five, Dylan Gabriel is going to be your starter.
It was the year we thought it would be, or it was the week we thought it would
Jackson Dart and Dylan Gabriel. I was like, they're going to get week five. That's when you're going to start seeing this happen.
What if Tyler Shuck gets a start this weekend?
I mean.
And then everybody just knows it's 5 weeks?
Yeah. I mean.
The Giants were desperate.
Yeah, I mean,
Cleveland. I don't.
Russ had the one. Honestly, would have happened a week earlier, but Russ had that game.
The game against the Cowboys
went bonkers, and you're like, "Well, all right," but then you had to pull the ripcord. The Gabriel start, like, yeah, for all that
fascinated by it.
All that is holy, Shedeur Sanders. I'd say shut up, but you didn't say anything. For those that didn't see it, Shedeur Sanders did an interview where he talked. By talked, I mean he moved his lips.
He lip synced.
But he
was a clown.
He mimed. And this is why he fell to the fifth round.
Well,
like, it's not the whole reason. It's your talent's not as good, but also you're just a pain in the ass.
A lot of, too, of what I've thought about, you know, and thinking about where the Browns are in their quarterback situation, you know, could you use Joe Flacco? Somebody else, you know, could the Saints use Joe Flacco? You know, why does it, if Cleveland's going to go to Dylan Gabriel, why not just cut the cord on Joe and go let him? Because, look, Joe's, like, done at the end of his career, but there's a little bit of service in him. There's a little bit there in old Joe Flacco, but you can't let him go because you can't have your quarterback room be Dylan Gabriel and Shadur. Not only can you not have it be two rookies, but you can't have the backup be Shadur Sanders. Well, if Gabriel goes out there and gets hurt, Joe Flacco goes back in.
Shadur's third on the depth chart.
Exactly.
That hasn't changed.
But that's why you're not cutting Joe Flacco. If Dylan Gabriel goes out there and gets hurt, or if he plays three games and this thing is real, real bad, because let's see, I was just looking at it. They've got Minnesota in London this weekend. Is the Earl a game?
And because their defense is so good, the Browns, Minnesota's only...
You're going to be in a lot of games.
Minnesota's only favored... Hold on, let me pull this back up. I was kind of shocked. So all the lines this week, my pick'ems are going to be absolutely brutal because these lines. So I'm set currently second in my league. I went 2-3 last. No, I went 1-4 last week. But my entire league, there's 28 of us in this pick'em league. All of us bombed because so many games went sideways because the lines were so bad. Well, I mean, they're good in the sense of Vegas. It was just like, I don't know. But the lines this week, Minnesota at Cleveland from Tottenham Hotspur Stadium
Tottenham,
in London.
Tottenham Hotspurs.
Minnesota's a 3.5-point favorite.
Well, I think sometimes when you go into
the wildness of the travel and all the things that go with that. But
hopefully nobody gets robbed.
But also, look, Minnesota with Wentz's offenses looked better.
Mm-hmm. But, agreed. I think Wentz is great. We went through this last week. How many places would Wentz start right now?
We think we got to 7?
Yeah, something like that.
So it's like...
This being one of the teams.
Yeah, Cleveland being one of those teams.
This being one of the teams.
100%. But the over-under line is 35.5, and God, it might be the lowest. Yeah, it's the lowest of the week.
I think you get a good runway, though, to kind of get a nice gauge on Dylan Gabriel.
Brian Flores is a... demon.
Yeah, I know. The Vikings is going to be tough, but that London thing could be a weird factor. You're at the Steelers the next week, and then you get this runs of Dolphins, Patriots, Jets. Now, I'm not poo-pooing the Patriots by any means, but Jets and Dolphins are in a rough situation, and I don't think that nobody's sitting here saying the Patriots have a world-beating defense. Mm. So you're going to have an opportunity to see Gabriel compete against what could be very good defenses, or at least very good personnel, because I think we're all out on the Steelers' defense, but there's some good personnel there. Sure. And then you're going to have an opportunity to play against some teams that don't really have it figured out in terms of definitely personnel. Now, Glenn might have the Jets humming a little bit. You know me, I've been kind of high on Glenn.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
What's going on over there in New York? So maybe by then things are looking a little better, but I kind of like this. I mean, then you take Ravens, then it's Ravens, Raiders, Niners, Titans, Bears, Bills.
Well, God, I'll tell you right now.
God, this schedule sucks.
Ravens, Raiders defensively. That ain't good.
I think you're in an okay spot. You just got
Ravens defense is the worst defense in the league statistically.
You basically pulled an Andrew Kittredge today and you threw Flacco out there against the Bengals, the Ravens, the Packers, and the Lions. Mm-hmm. Let's protect the kid from getting bludgeoned by those guys, and now we can throw him out here. Mm-hmm. Look, Minnesota is...
Get familiar with the playbook, get comfortable, get some reps in practice.
I love Flores. I love what he's doing there. And Kevin O'Connell, like, I'm a big fan of Minnesota, but they have definitely underperformed from what we've seen visually.
Sure.
Visually. I don't know if that's because J.J. McCarthy's hurt or if Sam Darnold was that important, but they're not a world-beating team right now, and I think you got out of that. This might have been the plan all along.
I think it was. I mean... Last week, you know, against the Steelers, Wentz did throw the two picks, but he also threw for 350, which J.J. McCarthy wasn't going to do.
I don't think J.J. McCarthy's ever thrown for 300 yards in his life.
I don't think he's thrown for 350 yards in two games combined. Pick any two games on the schedule at Michigan. You know what? During the break, I might actually look that up. Because I bet you it maybe happened once.
Dude, I'd love to know.
Because he threw for 300.
Yeah.
But 350?
Oh, doubtful.
That's doubtful.
Highly doubtful.
That's doubtful. And that's an insane thing to say. But he did a really good job of getting Justin Jefferson the damn ball.
Sometimes it's all you got to do.
It's and also getting Jordan Addison back because he suspended the first couple games of the season because he's a dummy.
And he was a huge impact.
Oh, yeah, I mean, 4 catches for 114 Yeah, I mean, you had a, what, 250 or 240 yards between JJ and Addison. So, you know, that's not bad. But if you're talking about Dart upset the apple cart last week. I was like, Harbaugh undefeated against rookie quarterbacks. He's got a defense that's out of this world. Dart was able to go out there and really be a dude for the Giants. And you've got a Minnesota defense that's really good and a defensive coordinator, Brian Flores, that's really good. Gabriel's entire career was predicated on being successful, taking what defenses gave them, and not forcing the ball. If he can go out there and that defense performs as you expect it to perform, the Browns defense, the Browns have a chance.
All right, we come back. We'll close up shop. The firm of Harrison Marang, 105.1 The Fan and The Fan Sports Network.
The firm of Harris and Marang is wrapping up for the day.
You want answers?
Which means it's time for the closing arguments.
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
On the Fan Sports Network.
You can't handle the truth!
105.1 and 1080, The Fan.
All right, that'll do for us, Mike.
See you later, Mike.
You can't count on much, but you can't always count us on doing that.
There you go.
Can't count on much, but you can't always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+. Stream your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long, starting at just $30 for your first year. That's like $250 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Be careful, Harris. Talking all this baseball is going to come back to bite us when Danny has a lot of preseason NBA to talk about.
Mm.
Don't worry, I got that in my brain.
Hey, buddy, we are a week away. A week away.
If Dante Moore is good, it might start to eliminate the idea Oregon QBs aren't good in the NFL.
You have one. Calm down.
I'm down to say 1.5. I'm going to give Bo a half.
I'm not giving him
that. I'm giving
yet.
Bo a half.
I'm not.
Bo was the one guy of that.
He's fine.
No, we'll come at this. This is a great closing argument. Bo was the one guy in that draft that I knew for certain was not going to be a bust. Not this guy. You know, Caleb Williams could be a Super Bowl champ and a Hall of Famer, okay? Michael Penix, the sexy with the left, you know, and the legs and all this stuff. Drake May, your typical modern-day quarterback, all right? Bo was the one guy, especially when he went to Sean Payton, that I said he will not fail.
That's fair.
He will not be amazing. Well, he could be amazing. I never thought he would be amazing, but I knew he would not fail. So if you're talking about Oregon Ducks in the NFL, I'm going to go 1.5.
Okay. That's not – 1.5 does not a program make.
Well, I mean, that might be more quarterbacks than any other programs got in the NFL right now. I'm just saying, I don't know off the top of my head. So if we're thinking about it, if somebody knows, please let me know.
Oklahoma.
Oh, that's right. We already did this. Including one of the guys that went to Oregon is Oklahoma, too. Yeah. He double dips.
Yeah. So,
yeah. Who claims Dylan Gabriel? Duck fans claim? Can Oklahoma claim him?
Oklahoma can.
Why?
He was there longer.
So I can claim Cam Ward?
Yeah. I've told you this, and you refuse to.
I do refuse. Well, I'm not allowed to. My Cam Ward card has been revoked because I was very, very vocal
like USC
about my issues
claims
with
Caleb,
Cam
but
Ward.
Also Oklahoma would be like, we got to share.
Yeah.
You know.
I will claim John.
Oregon can claim a share.
I will claim John Mateer.
There you go.
And I definitely claim Drew Bledsoe.
But if you're talking like quarterbacks.
What is this, like a Huskies national championship or something?
Yeah.
Split?
Yeah. Hey-o! You know. But yeah, no. And that's not even an anti-Oregon thing. That's what I talk about with any program. It's like when, we should be known as linebacker U. I can't remember what school it was. I'm like, there are two schools that get to claim that.
Penn State.
Penn State and USC. Yeah. Those are the two schools that are
Ohio State, pretty
I know,
good there for
but
a
it,
while.
But it wasn't one of those, it wasn't like one of the like true like blue, crazy blue bloods. It's like, LSU is DBU. Ohio State is wide receiver U.
Yes, currently.
Like, you, I mean,
yes,
for the last 15 years.
Yeah, I think that's what's going to be interesting, though, when you start talking about this, like having this conversation of Dylan Gabriel being another Duck starting in the NFL, you know, and it sounds like Jaden Daniels is good to go this week, so it won't be Mariota.
Lamar won't be, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Get ready for that Cooper Rush action.
Yeah. But it's going to get real tricky in the NFL, you know? I keep forgetting to pay attention when they do introductions on TV on primetime games, and the guy says, you know, Patrick Harris, Washington State University. Like, does Cam Ward say Miami, or does he say Incarnate Ward, or does he say his high school? Because it's going to be weird as we advance.
I like the guys who switch.
In the transfer world, it's going to be weird as you get home, get down the line.
Bear Alexander goes Georgia, USC, Oregon. Just less like he transferred. He's been to, what, seven schools in the last 7 years, I think is what it was, because he went to four different high schools.
Yeah, it's going to be tough to come, you know, like, you know, here on the YouTube chat. Will Oregon become QBU? I mean, right now they're in a good spot for it. Mariota won a Heisman. Okay, his NFL has not been that great. Get out.
Oh my God, it happened.
It's Brian Rocchio.
I literally said who was coming up, and you're like, oh crap,
it's Rocchio.
Home run Guardians taking the lead 2-1.
It is Brian Rocchio.
Wow.
That is insane.
Tell me it's not more fun when you got skin in the game.
Dude, I hate Brian Rocchio. We literally sent him down to the minors, and then we were like, oh God, these guys are worse.
Who's punter you? Ladies and gentlemen.
That is Florida State.
No.
Iowa. I just give him Janikowski for life.
Well, that's kicker.
Oh, that's fair.
Punter, Iowa.
Yeah, punter, Iowa.
Iowa.
Tight end, you.
Tight end,
too.
You. And also left tackle, you.
Oregon could be QBU. You know, if Dylan Gabriel pops this.
Go ahead and spend the next decade producing above average quarterbacks.
No, I know, but quarterback is really hard to hit on, and it's really hard to evaluate coming out of college into the NFL. It really is. Because, like, I don't know if Drake May is any good. I don't know if Penix is any good. All those guys went in the first round. I don't know if Caleb's any good.
But also the idea of, like, mostly quarterbacks, when you look around the country, they come from all over. Carson Wentz is North Dakota State. Joe Flacco's Delaware.
Yeah. You know Tony, I mean? Like, Romo is Northern Illinois.
Yeah, like, yeah. I mean, like.
Northern Indiana. I don't remember.
Aaron Rodgers is Cal.
And was at JUCO before that.
Yeah. At Butte Community College.
Well. Aaron Rodgers is Cal. So is Kyle Bowler.
Yeah.
And so is Jared Goff. Mm-hmm. Like, Tedford had quarterbacks coming out of there.
That's Tedford.
Tedford had quarterbacks coming out of there.
But, I mean.
Pac-12. Pac-10. Pac-10 was quarterback conference.
Oh, yeah. That was the quarterback conference. But, yeah. And again, this isn't anti-Duck. This is anti-any program who starts to say they're this thing or that
thing. Well, that's kind of what I was getting. That's kind of what I was getting to is it's. I think in this world, you are no longer quarterback you or linebacker you. You are transfer you.
Yeah.
And not like where I'm completely blowing up my entire roster and just getting transfer guys in here. But I do transfer better than anybody else. And I think Lanning is starting to.
Oh, he's crushing
that.
Lanning's planting
that flag. We'll see what Texas Tech does in this world of that, because they're the new players in the game. And we'll see the Clemsons fade away. And we'll, you know, Mario's going to. I think that's why Mario and Oregon are the U and Oregon are the teams to beat right now. Could you argue that Mario Cristobal and Dan Lanning are the best transfer guys in college right now?
I would
put, in terms of filling holes with the right guys.
Well, I was thinking
not overhauling your roster.
I was thinking just the quarterback position. There's
the fact that you got a top recruit to sit out a year and play quarterback.
I would say
wild.
At the quarterback position, it's Lanning, Cristobal, Lincoln, and you can argue with me until you're blue in the face. But Caleb Williams, Jordan, Jaden Maiava, that's pretty damn good. And,
yeah,
and they got a guy to stay in Miller Moss. Like, that's pretty damn good. After that, you. Let's see what Sayan does as far as, like, what they do. But, you know, last year with what's his name they brought over from I'm totally breaking his last name. Ohio State quarterback last year. But, yeah, those are the
Howard?
Ones I can look. Will Howard. Thank you. But, yeah, how you manage, that's huge.
Daniel Schneeman.
Was that it?
With an RBI double.
3-1 Guardians.
Juan scores.
Look at
it
you.
Is 3-1 Cleveland in the bottom of the eighth. One out, runner on second. Y'all, I had fun today. Hopefully we win this game, and we'll see you all tomorrow. For Danny Marang, that's Jeff Rust. I'm Patrick Harris. Go do something I would.
Bye. Handle that meat a lot, huh?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.